And then we saw the Daughter of the Minotaur, written for Leonora Carrington's painting. In the center, a minty petaled tissue with a flower for a face. Eyes, too, but small buddings meet and grow in a sculpted valley above the nose and under gill-like whiskers. A plum robe drapes, velveteen, and obscures its most intimate features. A thin and graceful wrist reaches across the tilting card table towards the myriad of mystic globoids of all sizes, glued onto this angled plane by a butterfly-dusted tablecloth. Everything looks dusted by wings. Nothing looks permanent, stable. Two children, hungry, pale and hooded, perhaps they were Grimm brothers, thought to have suffered abandonment as toddlers. One is 4, with a pointed chin, and teeny gray doll's hands gripping his chest behind his back. His brother has the same chin, but his mouth is closed, eyes wide and black, like a king's dead pennies, sparkling midnight, left up and right down under a forest of wild brown follicles. The flower face listens. The bull being leans his slight fingers against the long side of the tilting table, as if to ask, is this real? His own pupils are small, swimming amidst the white, under a perfect U of 2 white horns, perfectly coiffed body fur, under a mandarin robe. He points his right hoof with gentility, with the same good breeding the jelly-headed tissue being lays his right arm out. Welcome. No one sees her dancing down the sand-dusted corridor, the tree of life a pearly cap sprouting from her crowned head. Right arm up, left arm bent to mirror the arch in her right foot's point. The moon winks as her spotlight shine, and clouds drape the ceilings, bringing a starry, starry, arborist grace, like chandeliers growing on the inside.